Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture.
Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another AgriPort edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. We hope you had a wonderful celebration to ring in the new year. And while we're glad to leave some things behind in 2025, we're excited to offer up new opportunities here in 2026. Our next countdown is on for the upcoming legislative session that begins Monday, January 11th. The wheels have already started rolling with more than 200 bills introduced in pre-filing. The Arizona Farm Bureau Government Relations team is actively tracking these as we jump into the next round of politics. On December 31st, Governor Katie Hobbs announced that the Workplace Heat Safety Task Force has finalized and submitted their recommendations for heat guidelines for employers to the Industrial Commission of Arizona. This task force included 24 members representing business, labor, industry, public sector, occupational safety, and health experts. Among those 24 representing agriculture was Brandon Clark, Director of Sustainability at United Dairymen of Arizona, Linda Kennedy, Director of People Operations for Duncan Family Farms, and Fernando Quiroz from the Arizona Interagency Farmworkers Coalition. The guidelines submitted focused on strategies surrounding access to water, shade, and rest, employee acclimatization, and heat safety training. In more Arizona news, the Board of Regents has set aside $3 million to establish the Hub for Agriculture Innovation. This hub is tasked with developing water-efficient technologies and practices to ensure the security of the future of Arizona agriculture. This project is a collaborative effort between Arizona State University, Northern Arizona University, the University of Arizona, and the Department of Agriculture. Located in Yuma, this hub will address critical issues like aquifer overuse and resource constraints exacerbated by Colorado River shortages. In event news, grab your best dancing boots and head over to Glendale on January 31st for the 10th annual Biggest Night in Arizona Agriculture, the Blue and Gold Gala. This event, benefiting the Arizona FFA Foundation, supports our FFA programs across the state. There is still a handful of tickets left, so head on over to azffafoundation.org to grab yours, or you can register digitally for the silent auction to participate without attending. That's it for updates this week, and be sure to catch us next Wednesday as we dive on into Arizona agriculture in 2026.
Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, maricopacountyfb.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.